It is time now for our Tribe Talking Trivia with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. We talk Tribe with Bob, and then we got a trivia question to pick up some Indians tickets to an upcoming game. These games are getting more and more exciting. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Yes, this weekend was extremely exciting. What a wild weekend of baseball. All three games against the two first-place teams decided by one run. And I don't know if you could have a much more electric weekend than we had this past weekend at Progressive Field.
There was a lot of great moments this weekend, but none greater than, I think, the Tyler Naquin inside the park home run.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's, again, you know, the what we've said in baseball since I am sure it began back in the 1880s was, when you go watch a baseball game, you're going to sometimes see something you've never seen before in your lifetime, and that was one. Been an awfully long time since we you know, had an inside-the-park walk-off home run, back-to-back home runs to win a game against one of the premier closers in all of baseball. And, you know, so that's one thing we want to remind people is, you know, solid closers sometimes, you know, just get bit. And that happens in the game of baseball, but we were able to do it to Osuna of the Blue Jays. And what a... I'll tell you, the response of a packed house, it was absolutely a goosebump electric night at the ballpark.
Well, he did it perfectly by losing his helmet when he was just about rounding third. I mean, losing the helmet and then sliding in, standing up, and then giving that kind of rock and roll, you know, salute and screaming. It just shows how much fun he is having, and the team also as well.
Well, the team ran out of the dugout when he initially hit it. Everybody thought it was a home run, and then they realized it hit the wall, so everybody had to run back to the dugout. And then when they realized that you know, the right fielder had fallen down and the center fielder coming over to pick up the ball had fallen down, that he was going for an inside the park, so then they all started running back to home plate. They almost beat him to home plate the second time. Really just... one of those wild, wild, extremely fun nights at the ballpark.
Bob, another guy doing very well is Jose Ramirez. Tell us about Jose.
Yeah, Jose, a homegrown kid. You know, I think that's the message that, you know, people truly need to understand is, you know, you've got a lot of homegrown talent. Our player development system, our scouting system has really stepped up hugely and provided some major league impact players. Jose's been with us since I think he was a 17-year-old kid. And he's still a youngster. I don't think he's old enough to rent a car yet, to be honest with you. But he's just an absolutely terrifically talented, versatile baseball player. I think he epitomizes everything that is, you know, positive about this baseball team. The way we go about winning games is, you know, having a team attitude. Guys walk in that clubhouse and say, okay, what do I need to do today to help the team win? It's not about me individually. It's about what can I do to help the team win. Jose, during the beginning of the season, before we released Juan Uribe, he didn't know if he was batting in the first, you know, leadoff spot, second, third, fourth. Where is he going to play? Left field, shortstop, third base, second base. He just came to the park to do what the manager told him. And what a, you know, a terrifically talented kid. I know earlier in the game he had a chance to make a difference, and he grounded into a double play. And you could see when he was coming back to the dugout how mad he was, because he's been terrific in key situations for us. So you knew he had some extra in him in that at-bat in the bottom of the eighth inning. And, yeah, he put a charge into it.
Well, we're above the 70-win mark at this time of the season, and now we head off to Oakland. So some late-night baseball for us in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, Oakland, and then we have four against another first-place team, the Texas Rangers. So a tough seven-game road trip before we come back home on August 29th, that Monday against Minnesota, in a three-team homestand with Minnesota, the Miami Marlins, a little National League flavor, and then the Houston Astros come in for four. So, a little late-night baseball here Monday, Tuesday. Afternoon game starting at 3 on Wednesday, and then a little Texas action Thursday through Sunday.
All right, we got our trivia question coming up for some upcoming Indians. This is for tickets for the game coming up against the Miami Marlins coming up in September, but that's right after this.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then, start planning your next big party. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, Bob, what's the trivia for this Monday?
All right, let's see if people were really paying attention. As we talked about, Tyler Naquin had an inside-the-park walk-off home run on Friday night. When was the last time the Cleveland Indians had a inside-the-park walk-off home run? What year did that happen?
322-0930-246-0930. Remember, if you win on WEOL, you have to wait 30 days till you can win again. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday.
That's the deal. Thanks, guys. Have a great week. Go Tribe.